You don't have to believe me, but if you ask the Grinch, I think he would agree. More often than not, the most obvious doesn't reveal itself until we are ready or until we believe. Episode 61. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Good tidings to you, and thanks for joining me on the Leading Chaos Podcast. My name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the CEO and founder of Response Training Programs, and that's a crisis intervention model. So if you want more info on that program, you could get a link on the show notes at leadingchaospodcast.com or just Google Response Training Programs and up, I'm sure, will pop the website. And if it doesn't, let me know because that'll be something I'd have to check into. Look, we are in the season where I could say something like good tidings and it doesn't sound so awkward. I guess that was probably a phrase used many years ago, but this time of year during the holidays, it doesn't sound like so bizarre. And I kind of like it because it's a nice thing to say to someone, good tidings. And that's a little bit, well, that's quite a bit about what we're going to be speaking about on this episode is good tidings to Mr. Grinch and a little bit about what I learned at that pivotal moment through that animated cartoon from 1966 from Dr. Seuss. But before I get there, I wanted to take a moment to thank a listener who took the time to write to me about what she felt about the podcast, and I'd like to read that. It says, "Hi, I really enjoy your podcast. I listen and have utilized your skills in my job daily. I am an RN in a forensic state hospital. Thanks again." Well, thank you so much, dear listener. That meant a lot to me, and her name was Pat. And I have certainly worked in forensic settings providing the response crisis intervention training, and I've also worked in maximum security. That was some of the first work I did early on in my career, and that is tough, tough work. First of all, I love nurses. I mean, the fact that in my career I've been able to work with so many nurses is just major Benny because they're the most beautiful people in the world. One, to just want to help people. And when you work in a psychiatric climate, hooey, you get like double, triple gold stars for that. So that email really made my day again. And that is a bit about what this particular episode is. How a moment can change sometimes our entire destiny. And certainly that email changed my day. It made me feel a lot brighter than I was. It just lifted me up. And it shows us that the impossible can always be done. And that really coincides with our work in crisis intervention. So let's go along into this episode and chat a little bit about good tidings, Mr. Grinch. Wahahaha. I don't know why they have scary characters in holiday shows, but they do. And I think it's that mythological piece there, like the last episode called Yoda Effect, talking about the hero. And in this case, the hero is the most unlikely character, and that is the Grinch. But let me give you a little backstory to my epiphany and how the story, The Grinch That Stole Christmas, really impacted me. Back in like 1986, I wrote the first draft of the Response Crisis Intervention curriculum. It was probably a year or two earlier, but for sake right now, we'll just say 86. And there were things that informed me. Undoubtedly, my practice of Aikido really informed me. It informed me how to step off the line of an attack and also to seek a win-win outcome, even in the most extreme situations. That was my training, and that today is my mantra. But what I found soon after, almost immediately when I started going out and doing the work with response, I found that describing a goal of nonviolence as taught in the model, it was a hard sell. I mean, people literally would pick on me and pick on the model and say, you got to be kidding me. You can't get people to do that. And they really wanted to go towards control and containment. And isn't that true today? Over kindness. It's a bit of a head scratcher. And I guess that's just the way the human condition goes. So it could really knock down a person. It certainly knocks down me. And I think those of us who work in the field of human services, you feel like you could be moving up against a wall when you don't want to become the program. You want to be that essential human who works towards the good of all and not just some. And for me, I'm always looking outward trying to find the right models. So on that one snowy winter night, way back when I was watching The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and you should know that it was narrated by Boris Karloff, and that is the 1966 version, I had what I really consider was an epiphany at exactly the same time that The Grinch had his own. And therein is a whimsical story where everything that I was trying to teach, which is the possibility and the belief that a person can change, even a person as deep and dark as the Grinch. And I've held that. It was a point where I would actually take a clipping of the moment where the Grinch would have his change of heart and show it to participants of the response course and share that with them. And of course, I looked a little bit corny, but it was so poignant for me. So let me give you a little bit of an overview of the story behind The Grinch That Stole Christmas, in case you don't know who that is or how the story goes. It takes place in a magical land of Dr. Seuss's fantasy world. And like many of his characters, they are quite amazing to behold. So if you haven't seen it in a while, I really recommend you seeing it because it never grows old. But it takes place again in the land of Whoville and on the mountain called Mount Crumpet, which I love. And within a cave lived a green Grinch and his loyal dog, who was called Max. But poor Max would do anything for the Grinch, but he was really unloved by the Grinch. And I always felt quite bad for that little beagle-looking dog with the deep eyes that you would think would make even a Grinch smile, but not so. And below Mount Crumpet was Whoville, where the Seussical Whos of Whoville lived. And they were getting ready for Christmas, and the grumpy Grinch up on his mountain could not bear the merrymaking and the noise. So he made a plan. He made a plan to stop and ruin Whoville's Christmas by stealing their presents, their Christmas trees, even the food for the Christmas Day feast. And he did all this by donning a Santa suit and tying a single antler to his dog Max's head. And because it's a cartoon, of course, he had a sleigh, and he and Max rode it into Whoville on Christmas Eve when all the Whos of Whoville were sleeping. And he then immediately set task to steal everything in town and was interrupted once during the burglary by a little Who called Cindy Lou. You gotta love this. And of course, she was the cutest Who you could ever imagine. And he was a little scared that she was going to blow his cover. And so what he did is he made up a lie about taking her family's tree, that he had to bring it back and get it repaired. And I think he gave her some food, and then he set her off to bed. And then he and Max made their escape back to the top of Mount Crumpet. And as they were preparing to dump all the presents over the mountain, just as dawn was breaking, and while he was expecting to hear wails and cries of anguish, instead, he heard the Whos of Whoville singing a very magical song. And the words, you think it's like Wahoo Dory, but it's actually Fa Fahu Fores Dahu Dores. Welcome Christmas, Come This Way. What really stands out for me is it was a fun song. And because of copyrights, I can't really sing it, although I would love to sing it with you. So if we meet, let's sing it together. Or maybe you'll be humming it along. But it was a piece where it ends, Come This Way. And the actual visual was this Grinch in a Santa suit high up on a mountain, craning forward to kind of hear with his ear forward, waiting to hear what he expected people to do, or who's to do. I don't know if they're people actually, beings. And they countered that. They did the unexpected. And for me, that is classically exactly what we hope to do during a crisis intervention. In that, at that singular moment, when a person is at their darkest self, we, as a professionals, choose not to go there. And it reminds me of a story from a colleague of mine, Carolyn Donatio. She worked at Riverview State Hospital for many years in Altobello, and different sites in Connecticut. And she was a response instructor originally through the state, and then she became a senior advanced response instructor with myself, an amazing woman, very, very skilled. And she had told me a story of one of her team members who, this might sound familiar to you and is a little upsetting to hear, but I'm going to tell you anyways, it's not too extreme. But it showed you the immense amount of impulse control from this gentleman. And it was an intervention where they were working with a young gal, and she was trying to do everything she could that you could imagine to get people riled up, to the point where she actually poured her own urine on top of one of the staff members. And that gentleman just turned and was able to walk away and did not, he was basically like a Whoville person. He did not respond in kind. And it changed that moment. And I think that that's what we work towards. If you're going to stay in this type of work, like Pat or myself and yourself, I mean, all of us experience crisis. The one skill that I am constantly trying to hone, and it takes practice, 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 is that impulse control and looking for that higher self at that moment of that person and speaking to that part instead of the facade of anger, the Grinch before us. The truth is, each and every one of us can relate to being the Grinch at certain times in our life. We've all been there. And it's not a pleasant place to be. I mean, who wants to not be beloved? Nobody chooses to be despised by all. And certainly we know that smiling and being happy not only gives us more energy, but it gives us well-being. So it's not a choice, but we get stuck in that place, and we get so stuck that it becomes a habit that is really hard to quit. So I loved that moment where he's craning forward to really listen, and he doesn't hear the cries of the whales. Instead, it cuts to the Who's in Whoville walking out to the center and holding hands and circling around the Christmas tree and singing the Welcome Christmas, Come This Way song. And I love that piece about Come This Way, because that is really, that's like a technique that we teach in response, which is very concrete term. Walk this way. Walk this way, please. Walk with me, please. Turn away. Come this way. All concrete things that are kind of hard to ignore, because they are tangible, physical things that a person can do. And it's such a joining statement. Fahu fore, dahu dores, welcome Christmas, come this way. Man, whew. I just love that kind of stuff because it's the simple things that we learn from our childhood and all the things that we ever needed to kind of know to be good citizens when the poop is really hitting the fan. And sometimes, you know, shoes and everything is hitting the fan. How to stay true to ourselves, so at the end of the day, we could look in the mirror and say, I did a good job. Well, good tidings to you, Mr. Grinch, for teaching me that lesson and giving me a model to realize that I am on the right track. And I hope that speaks to you too. You are on the right track. If you believe in the goodness of others, don't let anyone take that away from you. It happens. It really happens at work sites that you get into that mode about talking about other people. And if you're in human services, you could get in that mode of like, here comes trouble, or, you know, putting down people and setting up their whole identity, and they're not even there to defend themselves. And then that just feeds in over and over again. And we create the Grinches of the world as much as we become the Grinches of the world. Interestingly, no one knows why the Grinch was so angry at Christmas. And the story reads that perhaps his shoes were too tight. Well, that, you know, I have had the experience where my shoes have been not, well, yeah, too tight and uncomfortable and, you know, rubbing on the back of my heel, and it can make me really grumpy. I just love this. Now, I don't expect that Dr. Seuss was attributing the Grinch's symptoms with those of the mentally ill. But the next line, it could be that his head wasn't screwed on just right. It just speaks and spoke volumes to me as a crisis intervener. My goodness, this Grinch could be any person in the world with mental illness, with rage, depression, anxiety, who's just living in isolation and doesn't know how to connect with society. The guy really had it going on, that Dr. Seuss. And I think there's a lot to be learned by a story that is essentially timeless and will continually be timeless throughout the ages, because we will always have folks who are always on the outside kind of looking in. And what I love is just the gratitude and goodwill of the people of Whoville. I mean, that's a team that I want to work with. If I could work with a bunch of folks in Whoville and have them on my response team, sign me up. I mean, they are the bomb. They know how to do that and kind of keep on moving and staying upright and happy. And I don't even know if I should get started about that little dog, Max. I mean, that's every dog. They're so unconditionally loving and will take abuse, as that dog did, which is kind of intense for a little story like that, which is meant, you know, quote unquote, for kids. But that's how Dr. Seuss, he really pushed the envelope and was rather insightful at a level that we can only imagine. So, good tidings to you, Mr. Grinch, and I really appreciate that. I hope that you got a little bit out of this story and that it speaks to you. And maybe next time you watch it, you see that singular moment where all of a sudden his heart grows twice the size or three times the size that it was, because that was also the other maybe reason why he hated Christmas. But I don't think it was about Christmas. I mean, that's the truth. You have that holiday and the holiday season. It wasn't about that. It was just being out of it. And to see his heart grow, well, that just gives me hope for mankind around the land. Because in the end, I think we all have a bit of Grinch within our hearts every now and then. But indeed, there is more to each and every one of us. Much more than just madness and hate. True that. Well, I want to wish you a happy holiday. We're going to be moving into the new year. And let me look at my calendar here. So this is going out on the week of December 14th. And it'll be, I'll be seeing you right before the new year. And I actually have an excellent schedule for the next podcast, and that's going to be on stress relaxation, which I think is the way we should be going into 2016. So I'll set you up now, and of course you'll get a reminder when you have the podcast uploading, that if you have the opportunity to listen to that podcast in a chair or even laying down, that would be the way to do it, because it's for you, to bring you in to a relaxed state at a time when there's all flurries. And it won't take more than like 10 minutes. So stay tuned to that. Well, it might take a little bit more than 10 minutes if I have all this, you know, going off on a tangent, which I tend to do. But the actual exercise will be about that long. Okie dokie. Well, this is Rio Windcaller signing off for now. Good tidings to the Grinch within all of us. And nurture that being. And when you walk out in the world, seek those who are in solitude. And if anything, if you could just give them a nod of a head or a smile or a word such as come this way, that can make all the difference in the world. Be kind, be safe. Ciao for now.